today is incredible. We're here on the New York State Canal System, and we are dedicating a tugboat to, we're christening it to the Elizabeth Cady Stanton. And Elizabeth Cady Stanton is my great-great-grandmother, and she's very closely tied to the New York State Canal System, because of course we have Seneca Falls, we have Johnstown, New York, which is just north. We're here in Rochester and Buffalo, so that her life is connected. And I'm going to tell you a secret, that I love tugboats.
Do you?
Yes, I have always loved tugboats. And I love my great-great-grandmother. And so this is the marriage of two of my loves of life. So I'm indebted that this is happening.
You are so right when you talk about your great-great-grandmother's connection to the Erie Canal. Of course, we know here in Rochester that Susan B. Anthony traveled on the canal to see your great-great-grandmother when they were in the suffragist movement together. That was their mode of transportation.
It's amazing. And I am a very bold person, so I have been lobbying for the past 24 hours with the New York State Canal System and the New York State Power Authority that the next tugboat be named Susan B. Anthony. Their faces lit up. So I think that they have that in the works.
You're on to something.
We are all on to something. And think of how glorious it is to have the Susan B. Anthony arrive in your harbor, in your port. And I suggest it as a great optic, is they get a whole bunch of Susan B. Anthony dollars, arrive in port, and just throw them out. Celebrate history.
Do you feel an obligation to live up to the legacy of your famous ancestor?
I derive great inspiration from not only my great-great-grandmother, but all of the women, I'm a matrilineal descent, all of the women that had done something to raise the ceiling, but also create a pathway for other women and men. So I feel that I get inspiration, I get ideas, I get history, but ultimately it's my life and I live in my own right.
How old were you when you first remembered learning the significance of Elizabeth Cady Stanton and the fact that she was your great-great-grandmother?
My father and my grandfather had died, so I grew up with my mother and my grandmother. And my grandmother was sat on the lap of Elizabeth Cady Stanton and was taught the rights and the wrongs of women. So I got it as a child, and I thought that was normal.
You thought this happened in every family, huh?
I just thought that was the world. That's the way the world is. So in terms of actually learning, you know, her name, her birth and death dates and all that stuff, that came later. But I got the philosophy, the path, the values of being a woman and what a woman could do with her life. And I think it's really fun.
What do you think she'd be doing in contemporary America today if she were here?
She would be on this tugboat, going up and down the canal system, and probably taking it over to Europe as well, on that canal system, and campaigning for women's rights, particularly perhaps the Equal Rights Amendment, which is another amendment that has not passed, and that guarantees equal rights to all men and women.
Colleen Jenkins, thank you so much.
Thank you. See you at the canal.